We welcome you to this program by Methodist psychotheologian, author, broadcaster, Dr. Colin Archer, which represents samples of his most treasured six decades contemplative ideas. Colin B. Archer's Pick Me Up Reflections.
Today's Pick Me Up Reflection is on developing disabilities or disability myths in people. A number of years ago, I attended with a group of so-called mentally handicapped or intellectually challenged, educationally challenged persons, teenagers and teachers, a very large center that specializes in their vocational, academic, and employment needs. It was an experience of sheer hope and joy. These special needs citizens, as we call them, the developmentally disabled, have so much to offer society. Now, I know what I'm talking of, folks. I have a 55-year-old wonderful son, Kevin Dexter Archer, who had a nasty fall at the age of two, just under two, and he had right frontal lobe damage, and was later diagnosed as mentally challenged. But you'll never know that. Those of you who know Kevin know how social he is. Anyway, he is one among others that we've worked with and love and cared for many years. So over the centuries, a great many myths and misconceptions have become part of the folklore and traditions concerning mentally disabled people. There are six major myths and misconceptions, particularly about mentally challenged, educationally challenged, or developmental people with developmental disabilities, particularly intellectual ones. There's this myth that mental illness are the same thing. That isn't true. Mentally challenged persons simply have a learning problem. They learn more slowly, sometimes much more slowly than others. However, they can, like anyone else, become emotionally disturbed, have difficulty coping with the challenges and demands of life. The second myth is that intellectually challenged persons shouldn't be allowed near children. No telling what they might do, after all. The fact is, most mentally handicapped persons have the same sexual feelings and needs as their non-challenged peers. Fact is, due to a general lack of sophistication and experience in sexual matters, the mentally challenged person is far more likely to become the victim of sexual molestation than to molest anyone else. They are very sensitive and caring people, particularly of their peers and those most in need. The third myth about the intellectually challenged or the developmentally disabled person is they're good workers, but they shouldn't be allowed to mix with other employees. This is really a big myth. Mentally challenged persons usually work very well with others. In fact, they work better with others than so-called normal people. While they may be slower to adjust socially, they respond like anybody else to genuine overtures of friendship. Number four, this myth that there's no need to send an intellectually challenged person to school. They can't learn anything. Not true. The vast majority of all mentally challenged, educationally challenged, intellectually challenged people can. And with proper education and training, learn to hold responsible jobs and take part in community activities. The fifth myth is that they shouldn't be allowed to get married. But mentally educationally challenged persons have become self-sufficient members of society. They're productive citizens. They get married, raise responsible families, and own homes even. And the sixth misconception about the mentally educationally challenged is that they should be in institutions. But the vast majority of all mentally challenged persons, intellectually challenged persons, are and should be living outside institutions, in the community, in their homes. Even severely and profoundly challenged individuals can learn to care for their basic needs and perform many useful activities. More upcoming Thursday next on dealing with understanding and the myths about the developmentally disabled people. That's my pick-me-up reflection for today. See you tomorrow, God willing. Take care.
Colin B. Archer's Pick Me Up Reflections, brought to you by the Guardian Media Group.